Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there. Our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Brazil.
That'd be really weird. Brazil, Mississippi is very exotic, I hear.
But when I think about exotic locales, yeah, that's the first thing I think of is Brazil, Mississippi.
Probably a lot of dust.
Probably so.
Could use some coffee to wet the whistle.
Yeah, you absolutely could. I'm trying to think, is Brazilian coffee a big thing? I don't know. You have Colombian coffee. I don't know about Brazil.
Yeah, it's got to be. They have coffee beans there.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. We're getting closer and closer every single minute to the clock striking and being December 25th, and the magic of Christmas will be upon us. But the magic of the prime rib will be there later on that afternoon. If you're talking about cooking, I had one of our most loyal listeners, a man, I won't give away his name, but a man who has told me specifically that he looks up to both of us as role models and you know, is jealous at times of the sway we have over the Mississippi State fan base, reached out to me about prime rib this week. I know he's listening right now, and I want to say thank you for listening. We appreciate you very, very much. You're a phenomenal listener.
Was that Ben Howland?
No, it wasn't Ben Howland.
Oh, okay.
No. If Howland reached out to me, A, at all, but B, about prime rib, I'd be really impressed. So, but we know
now you have me intrigued on who you're talking about.
I'll tell you after the show. I don't want to give away anything here, but
that sounded very sarcastic.
Oh, he is a guy who has always been a big fan of ours, and would never attempt to look down upon us in any way. Great person. So, yeah, love that guy. I actually do like him. He's a really nice guy.
Brandon Walker?
No. No. Once again, no. I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay. Anyway,
beef, it's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. I've been handed this read from College Corner.
Oh.
Just throw it real quick. Hey, college football playoff gear is now available. Oh, no. Never mind that.
Hey, Duke's Mayo Bowl gear is now available.
It's now available.
Forget the stupid playoff.
Yeah.
We're all in on the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
I'm all in on
seeing Jeff Lebby get doused with mayonnaise.
In a half mayonnaise, half water concoction.
Yes, I'm all in on that. I want to be watching
too.
The playoff.
Well, I hope you're all in on buying your College Corner gear, your Mississippi State gear at College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, you have questions about your money. You need answers. You need to talk to somebody who knows you, a banker who knows your name, not just your account number. That's what you get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We're recording this podcast, Robbie, and this is 100% your fault. I'm going to point that out from the beginning.
I mean, we were good with what we had on Saturday.
But then you said something. You said, if something happens, we'll do another pod. Buddy, at that moment, something was guaranteed to happen. It was guaranteed.
I mean, would you rather nothing happen or would you rather Mississippi State get a bowl game?
So
you can thank me for that.
I will thank you for that. But the other thing that happened, I don't thank you for. So we'll talk about that in the second half.
The science.
That's not your fault, though. That's the science. There are science deniers out there.
I can't believe there's anybody that would deny science. You know,
you people, you're out there. You're just like, oh, there's no such thing. You know, you scientists. You know, what do you want? How much more proof do you
know?
Need?
Darwinism and all that stuff. We can argue that. You cannot argue the science.
This is inarguable.
You cannot argue it.
These are the facts, and they are undisputed.
The facts of life.
There you
go. Who's your favorite facts of life character?
Joe.
Mine's Tootie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with either one of those.
No.
We didn't go chalk and go Blair.
Yeah. No. That's everybody's gonna pick Blair.
Yeah, we're not doing
so
that.
So I'm all in on Tootie.
All right, so be it. All right. Yes, as Robbie just alluded to. Well, let's start with it. Starts off with Zach Arnett. That's official now. That's done. And he is now the defensive coordinator at Mississippi State.
Which is still hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. But then, as you know, kind of playing off of your reporting, Brent Pry just going right back. Like, at least there was like a buffer for Arnett with Mississippi State. Pry was the head coach at Virginia Tech.
That, I mean,
4 months ago.
Yeah, that was brought up on our board the other day, and there was a lot of people that were questioning it. That doesn't make any sense. Why would he do that? That's exactly what I told people. He wanted to stay around that area. It was going to be very difficult to pull him from that. And he does the unprecedented thing, and he gets fired as a head coach and basically gets demoted to defensive coordinator, and he accepts it. But that this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is a totally different time in college football, college sports.
Yeah.
Like, it's no longer what you thought it was. It's now what's convenient to coaches. They're taking jobs based on convenience, or they're taking jobs based
because
on
they've got the money. Brent Pry
resources.
Has money, so he's got to be, you know, how easy can my life be?
It used to be, you know, how much money can I make? And now it's kind of, for a lot of these coaches, it's like, what's the best for my family situation? What's the best resources, things like that. So, yeah, very interesting.
So that happens. And then I get in the car. I drive to Tupelo for Mississippi State basketball. We'll talk about that a little later. And right as I'm pulling into the parking lot, I get a text from my good friend Robbie Falk, who says, I won't say the exact text, but it was basically like, are you ready for a bowl game? I had no idea.
Well, at first I said, are you ready to go to Shreveport?
Right.
Because that's where I felt like State was going.
Right.
And then I got a couple of texts that said, hey, it's probably going to be Charlotte.
Right. As soon as I got into the Cadence Bank Arena, I reached out. I saw a Mississippi State employee there. I was like, all right, we're just talking here. Like, I'm not running to Twitter or anything. What's the deal? And he's like, I think we're going to Charlotte. And I was like, Duke's Mayo? I take it back. My first question was, what bowl's in Charlotte? And he said, Duke's Mayo. Because I was thinking, there's no way they're going to Duke's Mayo. That's high up on the list. But that is where Mississippi State is headed. They are headed to the Duke's Mayo Bowl, formerly the Belk Bowl, which Mississippi State played in for Dak Prescott's last game. So that would have been New Year's Eve 2015. But now the Duke's Mayo Bowl to take on Wake Forest. And, you know, as a result of APR and enough opt-outs from bowl games, namely Kansas State, Iowa State, Notre Dame opting out of a bowl game, there were enough spots created that they could find a spot for Mississippi State. I don't see anything but positives here for Mississippi State. Another month of practice for Kamario Taylor. Another chance to showcase him to the country. You get to keep your team in place here in Starkville over the Christmas holidays instead of them going home and hearing from their family about how they need to enter the transfer portal. I'm sure they still hear that, but it's less effective when you're here and you're talking to your coaches every single day. Gives Arnett time to come in. Now, I reached out to Mississippi State about that. I said, is he going to coach the bowl game? That was a question that just kept popping up on my mentions. And basically what I was told is they don't expect him to be the calling the plays defensively in the bowl game. But he will definitely take this month of practice to evaluate and to see what he's got and to work with his guys and start some installation. But as far as him being on the sideline to call the defenses, don't expect to see that in Charlotte. But for Jeff Lebby, I mean, That's got to be, you know, it's almost like a, I wouldn't say it's like a, you know, a pardon coming in at the last minute, but you know, you think your season's over and now you get to play one more game. You get another month of practice. I don't see how we can spin it as anything but positive, Robbie.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's forgiving him for the season or anything like
Right.
that.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of the fan base is happy about this because of those reasons that you mentioned. It's not just about the opportunity to get the sixth win, which that'd be great. If you look at this and it's a six and you win six games. I
It'd be
didn't want to
six and
mention,
seven. Yeah.
yeah, I didn't want to say six,
Oh,
seven, but
I.
I'm trying to catch myself, man.
This
You get that
country.
sixth win, it just looks totally different than if you're 5-7. It just looks different. And on top of that, you have a lot of young talent that you're excited about moving in the next season.
Right.
Having another game is only beneficial for you. You have another four quarters where you get to go out there against a power four foe. This is a good Wake Forest team. It's not a great team. The ACC is not great, but they're 8-4. They went 4-4 in their conference. They beat a Virginia team that played for a conference championship. They were within 1 point of a really good Georgia Tech team. It's a good team. So this is just another opportunity to get better, prove yourself out there. And to me, the biggest thing is you keep your team together essentially for the next month. And you got the transfer portal opening up, I think, that day.
It opens the second. Yeah.
And so it's not going to stop people from tampering with your kids or anything like that, but having them around each other for another month is only a good thing for you. And they're not going home. How many times have we seen Mississippi State players go home and start hearing from their family and friends telling them they need to look around and all that stuff?
Right.
That's not going to be so much the case. You know, they're going to be around their teammates, their brothers. They're going to be around their coaches. They get to be around Zach Arnett. Zach Arnett's going to be around this team for the next month.
Yeah.
And that's only going to strengthen this team for 2026. I don't see a single negative for this. Going into 2026, I think this is very good for Mississippi State. Now, you lose the ball game, I guess there could be a negative.
Yeah.
You're 5-8 instead of 5-7,
Five
but
and eight is a weird record. That's
it
a
is. But
weird record to say out
I don't
loud.
really, you know, it wasn't all for naught. If you go 5-8, regardless, Jeff Lebby's going to be on the hot seat, I think, next
Yeah.
year. He's going
Yeah.
to have a lot of pressure on him, win or lose. But just having this month to prepare for a bowl and to actually say something good came from this season, that was the goal the entire year was let's get to a bowl game. You didn't do it the conventional way, but you got in, so who cares? Everybody was thrilled after that 2016 bowl win and St. Petersburg, even though the game was absolutely awful. Everybody was thrilled with
Really
that.
bad.
Really
Somebody
bad game.
brought this up to me today at the basketball game. Is Mississippi State the only team in college football history to have made three bowl games with a losing record? It's 2016, 2020, and now.
I'd
I
have
wonder
to
if,
look,
I'd have to look,
you know.
but there can't be a lot.
And probably not a lot, but that was kind of strange circumstances too.
Well, 2020, I mean, was just, you know,
Everybody got a bowl in
everybody got a
2020.
bowl basically. And yeah,
Yeah.
so like I said, I think the biggest thing for me is that you're going to get a month working with Kamario Taylor as your starting quarterback. You know, you had basically 2 weeks with him at the end of the season. Now you're getting, you know, a full, I mean, they'll start practice probably what, Monday or Tuesday.
I would imagine.
And so you're going to get almost a full month with him getting all the reps. You know, I feel like sometimes the extra practice thing gets overused. It becomes like a cliche kind of thing. But when you're talking about the guy who's going to be your starting quarterback next year that you have lacked getting reps to this season, to get another 3 or 4 weeks of reps, it's no different than if he had taken over in week six and had, or I guess week eight or nine, and just played the rest of the way out. And then the season had come to an end. I mean, that's how many, you know, practice reps we're talking about here. I can't, that to me is the biggest thing to me. That's probably why that's probably played a big part in why Mississippi State was anxious to accept the bowl bid, the chance to get this guy who is clearly your future, the future of the program, is this guy. You're putting all your chips into him. You've got to get him as ready as you possibly can. This gives you another month of doing that.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's something that Jeff Lebby had mentioned during the season is, we want that extra month of practice. We want to have our guys all together. We want those guys going through those quality reps. That's a lot of practices, if you think about it. I mean, that if Mississippi State's season ended and they're just, I don't know what they do during this time. I mean, they're still up there at the building. We saw them the other day at signing day. They were up there. I don't know if they work out or what, but they don't get like actual practice where they go and they put on the pads and they go hit and they go through all their reps and all that. They actually get to do that. That's invaluable because you're going to have that. You're going to have the bowl game, and then you come back a couple months later and you're starting spring. So these guys are getting a ton of reps that they didn't get last year. And I know there's going to be a lot of people going out. There's going to be some guys coming in, but also another thing is, the high school guys. I know in the past they've been allowed to practice. Like, there might be some guys that can come in here and practice in bowl rep.
Braylon
Brandon Womack and guys like that. And there's Jaden Taylor is coming in
Womack. Is
early.
Nickerson an early?
I think he is.
Well, I mean, that cannot hurt. Cannot hurt to have that guy in there.
Yeah, so this is what Dan Mullen always loved making a bowl game for this reason, because he got more reps with the players. And we saw State have that streak. Like, it was always a relief for that staff to have those bowl reps, to have time to continue to work with the team to develop for next year. Because you look at what happened to Mississippi State in 16 and in 2020, the team made a big jump the next year. 2016, you were 5-7. You make a jump and you start off really well in 17, and that team was fighting for a New Year's Six game.
They were 8-3 and would have gone to a New Year's Six game had Dan Mullen not been out the door to go to Ole Miss. And also, it's a little different because they finished 6-6, but think about where that 2013 team was when they were 4-6. And we were all like, man, if they could just get to six and get to a bowl game and have a whole month of Dak practicing as a starting quarterback. And that's exactly what happened. And then, I'm not telling you that this team next year, we're going to look up and they're going to be number one in the nation or anything like that. But there was some negativity online today, which at this point in our lives, Robbie, negativity online is just like the air. All right. It's just part of the world. But I don't understand anybody who looks this. Look, if you don't want to watch this, if you think State doesn't deserve to be there, if that's you're just like, I'm tuned out on this season. Well, one, what the hell are you tuned into? Because it sure as heck can't be basketball. But two, you don't have to watch. But the idea that something bad is going to happen, I mean, you can get hit by a car just walking out of your house these days.
That's such a weird thing to
That guy
say.
was weird. I want to talk about that guy specifically.
I mean, it was like, yeah, this is a negative because somebody can get hurt. Like, what? Okay, well,
Every
I could
game.
drive to town and I could flip my truck. But that's not the first thing I think of. It's like the first thing I thought of today when I was thinking about a bowl game was not, oh no, somebody might get hurt. I don't know. I'm like,
It's weird.
there's a guy that could fall down the steps walking to class tomorrow that's on the football team. I mean, that's not a real thought process that should be happening. And then, like, for the people that's just like, we need to turn this down. I want to present this to you. If Mississippi State turn this bowl down, you're forfeiting millions of dollars that you're going to get for going to the bowl game, which I think a good portion of that pays for like the trip itself, but still. You have, like we said, invaluable reps that you're going to have. You're going to have an opportunity to see Kamario Taylor in another game where he gets real game reps against Power Five opponents and prepares himself to be the starting quarterback. What is negative about any of that? Why are you upset at the opportunity for your team to go get better? I don't understand. Do you just want them to be punished? If this is being presented to your team as an opportunity, why should they have to say no? Like, what are they they're we're supposed to just like slap them on the wrist, like you can't go to this game because you were 5-7? If it's
Well,
there, take it.
I talked about this on, I think it was Friday's Sports Talk. where they're talking about, we're talking about Kansas State had turned down their bowl game. And I was just like, because you have some fans who are like, oh, yeah, they should turn it down, right? And, like, I played football at the lowest possible level in the state, right? I played 1A public school football. And it's been, gosh, 32 years plus now since my last game. I mean, I remember my last game. You don't think I would give anything to have one more? To have had one more game? Like, how can you tell these guys who, you know, those guys go through all the sacrifice and everything to get to this point? You're going to tell them they shouldn't play? Like, you can tell who didn't play. And I don't want to go too far down that, because I know that becomes like a whole, if you didn't play, you can't comment. I'm not saying that at all. But, like, anybody who ever played a sport would give anything to go play one more time, to be 18 again and play it and play one more game. And I would tell you that if I had an opportunity to play and I turned it down, I would regret that the rest of my life. I feel like the guys who turn down bowl games, somebody made a comment about Notre Dame. They're like, you're a senior at Notre Dame. You know, you finish 10-2, you don't go to the playoffs. Okay, well, I've still got one more game. And they'd say, no, we're not going to do that. That would be devastating to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, let them play. It's fun. It's college football. If you're going to say it's a meaningless bowl game, well, we're all on a rock that's hurtling a billion miles an hour towards an inevitable doom. It's all meaningless. It'll be all right.
Yeah. So. And it's like, why do people want to get rid of more football games?
As far as I'm concerned, we could have more bowl games. Set up a round robin between all of the terrible teams, and let's find out who the worst
is. I don't understand why people get so upset. Like, just don't watch it. Just don't watch the games. It's like I told you like a couple years ago. It's like, I don't want to watch some of these games.
Right.
I don't want to watch, Central Michigan versus
You're not a Wyoming guy. Yeah.
But I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm just not going to watch it. So I don't understand why people get so angry. Mm-hmm. And it's like Mississippi State fans angry about their team getting a bowl game makes no sense. It goes back to what I said to you like the other day. It's like, State fans are almost like too realistic about a lot of things. Yeah. Like, if Ole Miss was 5-7 right now and they got a bowl game, they would be hyping it up like it was the Sugar Bowl.
Like, this is the real bowl game. Yeah.
Mississippi State want to be, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
Give me a paddling. Please continue to beat me. That's what people in this fan base want. It's so weird to me.
It is weird.
I don't understand it. And they want their players to transfer. They want if anything good happens, they think that they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
There's so many people in this fan base that
they're
have
like
got
that.
To get past that.
Have I told you my thoughts on like the worst team tournament? Like, I want to have – you get, like, the worst teams – all no, you, 2 wins and or less, right, to get in this tournament, right? If you lose, you're not eliminated. You get eliminated.
Oh, that's the – that's like the fantasy football, the toilet bowl.
Right.
In fantasy football, the worst teams.
You get eliminated by winning. That means you're not the worst team. So, at the end is the two teams that cannot win, and then somebody has to win, and then we know the team that lost is the worst team. I'd watch –
That's the toilet bowl.
I would watch that toilet bowl. I absolutely would. So,
yeah.
All right. January 2nd, 7 o'clock Central Time kick. Mississippi State versus Wake Forest in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Jeff Lebby could be covered in my least favorite condiment on January 2nd. I look forward to it. I need to know if Lebby's a mayonnaise guy. I need to know. I feel like he is.
Oh, he's a mayonnaise guy.
I gotta know. So next time we talk to him, we'll be like, mayonnaise? Are you a mayonnaise guy? I am not.
I'm waiting for the guy that is.
Are you a mayonnaise guy?
Within reason. Okay. Yeah, I don't want like a glob
a thin smear of mayonnaise on a burger.
It's got to be like I need stuff mixed with it. Like, it's just kind of a. Yeah.
My mom used to eat mayonnaise sandwiches. Like. Dear God, no.
I know some kids like they. That's all they would eat.
Oh.
And it was just mayonnaise and bread.
Do you remember Andy Staples when he lost that bet? He had to eat a spoonful of mayonnaise?
Ooh.
He has an
See, I don't know if I
aversion.
could do
He
that.
has an aversion to mayonnaise. Like, he doesn't eat mayonnaise on anything.
Wasn't there like on Napoleon Dynamite whenever he was like with that farmer? Didn't that weren't they eating like
I think
mayonnaise
so, yeah.
sandwiches and like he had it on the side of his mouth?
I have a friend who eats her barbecue sandwiches. She doesn't want barbecue sauce. She wants mayonnaise. I'm like, I can't go down that road.
I'm not a hater of mayonnaise. It's just
I am
like
a hater. I'm a hater.
it only goes on certain things. But I'm waiting for the coach that it makes him puke,
It's
and
coming.
so they dump the mayonnaise on him, and he just lets it fly.
How would he know? How would you know? Just mix in with the mayonnaise.
Well, it would be probably a little more chunky.
Probably so. Probably so. All right, let's move into the other sport or the other half of the science here. That's brought to you by our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Guys, a Two Brothers gift card is a fantastic stocking stuffer. If you've got anybody in your family that likes to eat, perhaps a meal of food, then you should get them a Two Brothers gift card or an Older Brother gift card for that matter. Two fantastic places to eat. If you never mind a gift card, just go eat there yourself. That's the place to go. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a great meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Brother,
Need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, same number, same people. You've already talked to them. You know them. You've built a relationship with them because you're in Mississippi just like them. A lot of times they can fix your problems the same day. Why wait around? You like hearing that? Okay, we'll be out there in a week to 10 days. Imagine your copier is broken, week to 10 days. Nobody's going for that. That's why we deal with Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you are looking for great Mississippi State gear in the city of Starkville, the only place you need to know about is Maroon & Co. I was in Maroon & Co. just the other day. I'm just impressed. I'm impressed with all the great stuff they have in there. You can shop in the store. You can shop online. If you're not going to be in Starkville, it's maroonandco.com. And everything you need, maroon and white, that you want to put under the Christmas tree, they've got it. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in store or online to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply before you go to your next Mississippi State sporting event, which might, the rate we're going, be Duty Noble Field in February. Go to Maroon and Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, guys. I don't know how many times I got to tell you this. I'm going to keep telling you, though, until you get it. If you are doing your holiday shopping and you want to limit your trips to the outdoors, if you don't want to, you're like, I don't want to be going all over town looking for stuff, one trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is going to make this so much easier on you. Doesn't matter what the person you're looking for wants, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. I feel confident. I feel confident in telling you that whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Even if you just want a Coke. I bought a 20-ounce Coke today. It was $3. $3. It's $1.50 at Scruggs. If I lived in Saltillo or in the Tupelo area, I would be at Scruggs every day just to get like a few Cokes. Just
That
to
would
save
be
some money.
your Kroger.
It would be basically be my Kroger at that point. Yeah. So Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you own a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand acres, they've got you taken care of at Good Hope Land and Timber. And if you're in the market to buy or sell land, they can take care of you as well. We're talking about years of experience, fully trained people who have know the land, the forestry. They know how to manage your land, how to keep it sustainable, how to keep it profitable. That's what Good Hope Land and Timber brings to the table. Locally trusted, landowner approved. If you're a landowner in Mississippi, you need to know Good Hope Land and Timber. I nearly died today, by the way. I'll point
Did
this
you?
out. So I don't know if I nearly died, but if you listen to the players' press conference today, you hear somebody coughing in the background, and then you hear like a paper bag or a plastic bag going. That's me going in my backpack where I had some cough drops. Something happened in there. I thought I was having like an allergic reaction. My throat was closing up, and I thought I was like, so I'm gonna go. I'm going right here, and I don't know what happened. I got it under
God.
control. It was weird.
Dying in the middle of a press conference after Mississippi State just lost to San Francisco.
That's how I should go, though. Admit it.
Good
That's
Lord.
how I deserve to
So
go.
the state could let you down one more time.
One more time. Bring Jansen here to look at me. So,
Who would you get Just pick out a group of people to be your
I need
pallbearers for
six
Mississippi State.
pallbearers that have let me down the most.
Yes.
Sylvester Croom,
Yes.
Rick Ray.
Larry Templeton.
No, not invited. No. But
Oh, that's the perfect guy.
no, I don't want him there, though. I don't want him to have the satisfaction of knowing he outlived me.
He's coming to
All right.
spit on your grave.
Exactly. Croom, Rick Ray. Oh, man.
Jed Moorhead.
He beat Ole Miss twice.
That's true.
He brought some
What,
happy
John
moments.
Cohen? John Cohen.
Cohen.
Scott Strickland, is he on there?
No. He was always nice to me.
Same
I'm
here.
trying to think of like some players. Like, is there a player like every time they went out there, I was just like, God. Derek Tate. Trying to think. John Reek.
Oh, John Reek's gonna be.
Why not? And who's a baseball player that was just like every time he went out there? I loved him. I thought he was one of my favorite guys, but like I was like, what was the guy's name? I can't remember his name. Pitcher, long hair, mustache. Pitched like the last 2 years. He pitched
Cal
he was
Steven?
who? No. He was no. The opposite of Kyle Steven.
The last 2 years?
He was on the 23 team for sure. I can't remember his name.
Long hair with a mustache?
Yeah.
Parker Stinnett?
Him.
Why him?
Because I thought he was going to be a lot better, and I really wanted him to be because
Of all people, that's the guy you pick?
he had the look, and I was like, man, he's going to be
He
awesome.
actually had some good moments. He was
Yeah,
like SEC Pitcher of the Week a
yeah.
time
And
or
then he
two.
was never, he didn't do anything after that. He let me down.
That
It's a good
seems like a
pull.
stretch.
It's a good pull. What are you talking about? I could put.
That seems like a
I
stretch.
also want to mention two. Can I only get two? Only 2001 to 2003, Jackie Sherrill. Only him. The rest of Jackie Sherrill is fine, but that Jackie Sherrill, and then 2008, Ron Polk. I don't want him. I want him to do it as well, but only
Okay.
2008.
There you go.
All right, those are my pallbearers. Mississippi State
Man.
falls to San Francisco, which is an incredible thing to say out loud, 65-62. But the story of the day, obviously, is Josh Hubbard. I don't know. I still haven't seen the replay of what happened. Have you? I saw him. He
I never saw that. No, I
tried to
didn't.
go for a layup and he missed. It was a wild attempt. He missed. They're coming back up the court and he just went down. And I didn't think anybody touched him. And so that had me
He was
very
like,
nervous.
apparently he was like backpedaling or something.
Yes.
And he just kind of stepped on somebody's foot or I don't know. I didn't see the play, but my God, I could not have predicted anything else other than what happened after Mississippi State had good news on Sunday afternoon. You knew with the basketball game following that, you knew something bad was going to happen. And losing to San Francisco would have been bad. Losing to San Francisco and losing literally the only person on your team, well, maybe Jaden Epps, but the guy that basically makes everything go is the guy that you lose and nobody else can really do anything. That is the definition of the science. That the way that it played out is the definition of the science.
So State trails the entire game until the final moments where they get, and what an unbelievable way to get it. They're down two. Brandon Walker gets fouled. He hasn't made a free throw all day. He makes the first one. I'm like, okay. The second one goes off the rim and it gets headbutted back in by a guy on the other team.
When
So
I
State's got a 1 point lead.
let me recap where I was watching this.
Okay.
I had the choir cantata, whatever you call it, the Christmas thing at my
Right, Christmas
church.
concert, yeah.
And so at this time we're practicing before the concert starts. It was probably like 5:15 or something. And as that play happens, like I'm sitting in the choir and I yelp. Like everybody turned around, was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "I'm sorry. I just saw something that has never happened to Mississippi State,
Yeah.
and I think we might see this turn into a win for Mississippi State." I can't imagine Mississippi State winning this ball game on a head-butted ball off a missed free throw, but I'm here for it.
Right.
So in the middle of that, they're like, I think a foul was called or something. I have to go rehearse my song that I'm singing.
Right.
So my phone is in my pocket, so I have no clue what's going on for the rest of the quarter. I look at my phone, State's up by a point. I pull the phone out, they're in the handshake line, and State loses the game by four. Like, how did they give up
By three, by three,
three?
by
I was
three.
like, how did that happen in 9 seconds?
Let me tell you exactly how it happened. So, 25 seconds left. State has two fouls to give. They could easily have gotten a couple of quick fouls, chopped up a little bit more of the clock. Instead, they let them take it down to about 9 seconds. And then, as they're driving for a bucket, they foul. So now you could have fouled and not put them on the line. Instead, now you've put them on the line. San Francisco hits both free throws. So State's down one with 9 seconds. Okay, Jaden Epps is having a good day. We'll get him the ball and move from there. And on the inbound, he goes one way, and Sean Jones Jr., who'd already had a crucial turnover a couple minutes before, where he's driving to the bucket and just the ball goes off his knee, just throws the ball away. It's picked up, and the San Francisco player dunks it. They're down three. They try to get down court for a three-pointer to tie it, but they don't. And here's what I'm going to do. This is a public service announcement, all right? Just going to let everybody know. I'm putting up a sign, basically. And what I'm going to do is the whole Simpsons thing. Like, don't make me tap the sign. This team is not going to win, but maybe three SEC games at absolute most. Anything more than that will be a massive shock. This team is not any good.
This is gonna be exactly what happened with Missouri
And
2 years ago.
South Carolina last year.
Yeah, like
That's what it's going to be. So we just.
it was a bad evaluation of
Yes.
this team and recruiting, and they're gonna have to just suffer through
You're
it.
going to
I
have to
mean,
get through this year. Next year, Jams comes back. Senior year for Hubbard. You got to be better. But we'll have that discussion next year. But this year, they're just not any good. All right. We're on the clock for baseball now. It's very much we're back to the Rick Ray days. We're on the clock for baseball at this point. So when you come to me and you're like, this team is so terrible, I'm just going to tap the sign. I told you, this team is not, I'm telling you now, they're not any good. If Hubbard's out, they may not win, but maybe three or four more games this year total. I don't know
even with
who.
Hubbard in, they're
They don't
not
have a
going to
lot of,
figure it out.
they're not going to figure it out, right?
We've seen enough of it.
They've
At this
whiffed.
point, we've seen enough of them. They're not figuring it out.
They've whiffed entirely on the front court. Like, Epps is pretty good. McGee has some moments where he's okay. But Achor, Ballard, Walker, those guys, they can't play at this level. Walker is probably the best of that group, but he is not an SEC basketball player. You can't watch him and say that he is. So, and Ballard and Achor are just huge misses. Amir Ali is clearly a miss because he cannot play defense. Even though I think he would give you something offensively, he is a you are going to give up a bucket to whoever he's guarding every time he's down the court. Jans just completely whiffed, and that's on him, and we will hold that against him for until he proves it, until he can turn it around next year. If he turns it around, great. If not, we'll have a hard discussion. But that's where this team is. So just
I got to be
accept.
honest with you
We
too.
got to have
Like,
some acceptance here. We got to hit that phase of grieving.
I did not anticipate at this stage through 10 games, whatever they're at right now. Like, I feel so
Nine.
much better about the direction of where the women's basketball team is than the men.
They are playing better basketball.
Like,
And
they've
look,
gotten better. Like, they're
yeah.
getting, everybody talks about Sam can't coach and all this stuff. Like, he had to replace an entire team.
Yeah.
And it'll look different in the SEC. I understand that. And they'll have some lumps. But they actually are like, they're getting better at things that they're not doing, that they weren't doing well, things that he's called out, like we're struggling to rebound. Well, they've out-rebounded Charlotte tonight by 20.
Yeah.
Turnovers are too bad. They cut down on turnovers. They're actually running an offense. Like, and
They played
I know a
better
lot of people
since
do
that one
not.
loss they had. They
I
like.
know a lot of people. Yeah, I know a lot of people just like don't care about women. I totally get that. They don't care about the women's basketball team.
Was
But
trying
I
to make a point
feel
here.
better about the direction of where that's headed this year than the men.
The men are done. Guys, they're done. All right. So don't just, you got to hit acceptance right now. It's going to be tough. If you don't want to come to the hump, nobody on this podcast is going to blame you. Hell, I don't know how many times I'm going to go. You know, I don't have to go. So, what's the point? I mean, I'll just go and tell you right now, Robbie. This Friday, the 13th. Friday is the 13th. No, sorry, Saturday is the 13th.
Oh God, I was about to say, there's no way I was going to go on Friday the 13th.
Well, they don't play. They don't play. What I'm going to say is that's 60 days, 2 months till opening day. We're going to do a baseball interview. We're going to try to get some baseball people on here. It's time to start talking about that. On top of the football stuff that's remaining, you know, with the portal and the bowl game now, basketball is going to take a back seat. You know, so we just everybody.
Yeah, when the team's just miserably bad, like in any sport, like we're just not going to waste a lot of time on it because people, nobody wants to listen to that.
They get mad. Yeah. So, guys, this year is a wash. We'll come back next year. We'll see what happens. All right. Jans turns it around. Great. We move forward. Jans doesn't turn it around. Okay, time to have a hard conversation. That's the
but
way
he gets some. He get. I know a lot of
he
people
has some credit in the bank.
People are not going to agree with this, but he does get credit. Yeah, he's been to three NCAA tournaments. Yeah. He's not getting fired this year. He could not win another game this year. He's not getting fired.
Right.
But
he would be on the hot seat for next year.
But he would be on the hot seat next year.
That's fair. That's 100%. I think he would agree with us. So, all right. We're all on the same page.
James is a really good coach. Like, I don't think he just forgot how to coach, but
he just misevaluated his guys here.
He's got to figure it out in the offseason.
All right. So we're all on the same page, guys. We're all on the same page. Basketball is a wash. All right. Anything we get out of this, any juice we get out of this squeeze, maybe they beat Ole Miss once. Maybe they have a game where they're competitive. That's just free money. All right. Playing with house money on that one. All right. Here we go. All right, tomorrow's show, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure what we'll talk about. We'll figure it out. We'll do Tuesday. We'll have the rumblings on Wednesday, as we always do. We'll figure out a Thursday show, and then we will not have a Friday podcast this week. I'm taking a couple days off. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not doing any work. My only purpose, Robbie, on those 2 days is if my wife is like, hey, go pick this up for the party. Yes, ma'am, I will go pick that up for you. I'll be right back. That's all I'm doing.
Because you're getting ready for the Christmas party.
I wish you were going to be there.
Yeah, I do too.
So we have a good group. But I ran into Coach Jans came to the party last year,
mm-hmm.
and I ran into his wife today. I was like, I'm so sorry, we're having the party next weekend while y'all are in Utah. She was like, oh no, that's too bad. Oh well, Merry Christmas. She was really couldn't have been sweeter.
Super nice, but yeah, she was saying, oh, I forgot there was a party, and what was
probably.
Your name?
She sought me out. She was like, hey, Brian. I was like, I'm being serious. I'm not making this up. Okay, shut the hell up. I saw Jake Mangum today, too. He was at the game.
Love Jake.
Yeah. As he walked past, I was like, Jake, can I get your autograph? And he like, turned around.
Jake!
He's like, Brian, what's up? So, good to see
Jake.
Jake
and Dak get the same treatment whenever the women and kids see him.
Yeah.
Jake, Dak!
Jake is like, for Mississippi State fans, Jake is like, I'm trying to think of like a musician. Like, I don't know, like.
A heartthrob.
Well, no, I was going to say is like, Dak is like Taylor Swift. Like, he couldn't go anywhere. If he tried to walk into the basketball game, he would have a throng around him. Jake can at least go to his seat and have that moment where he's alone, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Dak has to have bodyguards and.
He has to have police presence with him. Yeah, Jake can just walk around.
Jake's just one of the guys.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.